The Michael Elliott Podcast.
So recently I was asked a question, and this seems to be in different forms, but a recurring question, and the question is this, in a nutshell, it's, what are the things that I should focus on? What are the primaries? I want to get better at being a better person, a better businessman, just a better individual. What are the primaries? How do I separate, or what are the primaries? What are the secondary things that I should focus on? Where do I begin? And I always answer the question in the same way. And if I could give someone one thing to begin with, and it's always character. Let's focus on character. The problem we're having, a huge problem we're having with our 20s, our 20-somethings and our 30-somethings in America, is they are focused so heavily on things. Things are all-consuming. And that's cultural, but it always boils down to the individual, because we always have a choice as to how we react to culture. But it's things. Our generation now that's getting ready to be what I always call the chairman generation, right? It's going to lead the way soon, which is the millennial generation. There's so much of them, more than the data shows. We're focused on things. And what I mean is, in order, it's of the name of this podcast, or not the podcast, this podcast episode, excuse me. Number one's character. Number two is skills. And number three is things. I want to make this point, and I want to make it clear. I always have to put an opposite side of what I talk about, because people just go, crazy one way, and there's never a moderation to anything anymore. It doesn't seem like. So I want to say this, that there's nothing wrong inherently with having things. More clothes, shoes, cars, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem, and what I want to touch on, is the problem comes in when those things dictate what we do, who we interact with, and are the primary driving force in our decisions. That's the problem. So the whole purpose of this talk is, let's revert. The order we go in now is things. Skills or things are first, and however we get that is really the goal. Character, whatever. What's that? We need to re-engineer that. And I always tell people, let's start with character. Number one. From character comes skills. Skills come naturally. They come easier. From there, from someone with great character, excellent skills, things come. I mean, you wouldn't believe how fast. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's a given. You're going to have things if you want them. If you don't, you don't. So start with character. How do we build character? What is it? How do we build it? Character, to me, is essentially your bandwidth. Okay, it's two things. It's your bandwidth and how well you can deal with situations that you're not accustomed to. Are you going to curl up in a ball and cry and give up? Because I've never experienced this. This is pretty hard. And you don't get up from that. Okay, not strong character. Character is your bandwidth, one part of it. The other part of it is your moral compass. Okay, what are you willing to say no to? No, that's not okay. No, I don't treat people this way. No, that's not, we're not going to leave someone out because of this, that, or the other. That's your character. The moral compass that guides you, your bandwidth to take on the unknown, character. How do we grow a character? Number one, experience, okay? If you say, I need to improve my character, I want to be actively thinking on this, put yourself in and go through more experiences. That's why, you know, I always tell those, the young 20s, If you're starting your career or you've had a few jobs, do some sort of sales. You're going to get a lot of experience with people that are different than you, people with different experiences, different ages. They're going to have a lot of great conversations. You're going to have a lot of success. You're going to have failure. But that's going to do what? Increase your bandwidth. Okay? So experience. Give yourself new experiences, positive experiences. Okay? Don't intentionally put yourself in a negative environment just to see how it goes. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But give yourself different and new experiences. And in that experience, each time, to the best of your ability, do and be the best version of yourself. That's what you can do. Someone that's focused on character, constantly being and growing their character. The skills will come, guys. There's nothing that won't come from that, from strong character. Okay. I will say this, that there is no shortcut to this thing. Okay. No one likes to hear that. All right. Everyone, it's like, what's the trick? What's the hack? There isn't one. Okay. Character is what it does. It's one brick. It's one step at a time. That's all there is to this. So be someone with strong moral fortitude, someone who will say no to things when they're wrong, someone who knows right from wrong, someone who will lead when it's not easy, someone who will speak their mind when it isn't easy. Character. All right? That's what I would focus on. Skills will come. All right. And what I mean by skills is anything you want to do to improve yourself personally or professionally, right? Whether it's playing the piano, learning a new language, learning a new how to do develop a new software, whatever you want to do. Skills will happen. Things will come from those two aspects, character and skills. If we just look around, you guys, we're inverted in the wrong way. We're upside down. Things are the driving force. If someone has a lot of things, boy, they must be great. Boy, they must be really, really smart. They must be really successful. Yeah, maybe. But we can't let that be the determining factor. I know if someone's really smart, someone is a great person by talking with them, learning more about them. I've met a lot of great people, I can't tell you how many, that don't have the most things in the world. The most cars, the most stuff, the most toys, the most houses. I mean, come on. We're looking for character. Who do you want around you? Who do you want to spend time with? Who do you want to learn from? Okay. Ideally, high character people. Who are you going to trust to look over anything of value to you, whether it's your family, your house? Those are your friends, right? High character people. By chasing and acquiring things, all right, your person will not develop. You'll be stunted. All right, like T.S. Eliot in The Hollow Men, right? Read that. Take a look at The Hollow Men. Let's do that. So T.S. Eliot, we are the hollow men, we're the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw, alas, our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass, or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar, shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, jester without motion. Okay, that's T.S. Eliot's poem, The Hollow Men. That's what I think about when I hear people and I see people focus so much on getting stuff. Snap out of it. The way forward for you as an individual is to focus on growing as an individual. Grow your character, guys. Things will come. And another thing no one wants to hear that I'll end with, be patient. Nothing great happens overnight. Okay? There's no overnight successes. There just isn't. All those, oh, it was an overnight success. Those people worked and worked and worked, and it wasn't on TV and it wasn't publicized. They worked for a long time, and that success just happened. It looked like it happened overnight to the public. There isn't any overnight success. Focus on what you can do in building brick by brick, step by step, every day to improve. Okay? So to you and to the world, and to your family, may you be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Elliott Podcast. For writings by Michael and more podcast episodes, go to michaelelliott.net.